This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government reports 40 of the storm-damaged fishing boats are back in the water and offers additional assistance to affected boat owners. Meantime, vendors at the fisheries complex stress the importance of fresh fish sales and are eager to have the full local fleet operational. A women's support group renews calls for a special court for rape and domestic violence cases. Makers of vehicle number plates are now mandated to register with the Barbados Licensing Authority. And Trinidad's opposition leader vows to deport Venezuelans involved in criminal activity if her party wins next year's general election. Good morning. I'm Carol Taupin. Details to the news just ahead. Government reports 40 of the storm-damaged fishing boats are back in the water, and it has offered additional support to boat owners to get their vessels repaired. The Barbados fishing sector suffered a significant blow when dozens of boats were damaged or destroyed during the passage of Hurricane Beryl. Officials tell Starcom Network News 83 boat owners have received the promised 25% repair grant, and another 25 are being processed. They stress the payments are being made based on the assessments done by the marine engineers. Officials also disclose that government has made a decision to pay the marine engineers to do the assessment reports, a cost that would otherwise have to be borne by boat owners. An official stated that a decision was made that government would pay the cost of engineers, recognizing that the industry was abruptly disrupted by the hurricane and some boat owners and fishermen might not have the upfront capital. Meantime, some vendors at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex have been telling Starcom Network News about their eagerness to get all the vessels back in water. Fish is being imported to supplement local supply during what is the usual out-of-season period and until the fishing fleet is fully operational. But vendors say it is from the fresh fish that they make most of their money.
This time of the year right now, this is normally the time that we just normally be functioning to a certain extent. And as you can see, ain't really no fish we gain, mostly frozen fish right now. You don't make no money off of frozen fish. Right now, because they are limited boats and we don't have enough boats right now that will go out, because majority of the time, boats leave, they take at least 2 weeks before they could get back to bring back fresh fish. And if we do get any fresh fish, it don't be no big set.
If you look around now, you can see that you could count nearly everybody in the market right now. And that must be like this year. Get scanny because we ain't getting a fish. Because you know, usually every day boats is coming with fish. Sometimes 4 days pass and we ain't had no fish.
Fish vendors at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex. Meantime, government officials stress that there is no fish shortage so far and point out that the export of fish resumed in September. They also note that a total of 140 local fishing boats are back in the water, which includes those that were repaired and the vessels that suffered no damage. The National Organization of Women is again calling for a special court designated to deal with issues surrounding domestic violence and issues of rape, especially. The group president, Melissa Savory Gittins, made the call as Barbados joins the global initiative, which observes 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. As statistics show high instances of rape and abuse in Barbados, ranking the island among Jamaica and Trinidad as the highest globally, she believes treating these cases in isolation will serve as a deterrent for perpetrators while saving victims from a current lengthy process.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't think it surprised us on the whole. And that's why we have been pushing, you know, we've been asking for, we've been asking to meet with the AG and to ask, we've been asking for them to have a court set up for, to deal with domestic situations and so on, because I find we take too long to deal with them. We push things, according to my grandma, we may sweep things under the carpet and we don't deal with these things head on. And I think that if there's a dedicated court system to help deal with these issues and the perpetrators of such incidences are, you know, put out there, people know what's happening, that it would help deter some others from wanting to commit such crimes against women and girls.
President of the National Organization of Women, Melissa Savory Gittins. Manufacturers of license plates have been put on notice that they must have their businesses registered with the Barbados Licensing Authority as it complies with the recently amended Road Traffic Act. Acting Chief Licensing Officer Trika McCarthy-Brooms issued a statement indicating the registration process for businesses to be certified plate manufacturers that begins on Monday.
Section 10E of the Road Traffic Act has been amended for entrepreneurs, companies, and businesses who manufacture vehicle registration plates to be mandatory registered annually with the licensing authority. Starting Monday, December 2nd, 2024, the licensing authority will begin accepting applications from existing vehicle plate manufacturers and new businesses or entrepreneurs interested in becoming certified plate manufacturers for a nominal fee of $500.
She urges vehicle owners to purchase their plates from authorized makers going forward.
Under the updated legislation, all owners of vehicles must purchase registration plates exclusively from certified plate manufacturers. Current and prospective plate manufacturers can complete application forms from the licensing authority's website. This new system aims to standardize the manufacturing and issuance of vehicle registration plates while ensuring compliance with regulations.
Acting Chief Licensing Officer Trika McCarthy-Brooms. Government will make lands available for the Barbados Children's Trust to construct a home for vulnerable children in St. James. This was revealed by Housing Minister Dwight Sutherland as he tabled the resolution in Parliament to vest over 6 acres of land in Holders Hill, where provisions will also be made for housing and a business center.
The land before us here is to be vested in the National Housing for the purpose of housing. And not only will you see housing emerging at this site, but the Children's Trust will build a children's home, mirroring the Nightingale's children's home. But it will be catering to children from the age of 12. We know that the Nightingale's children's home, the member for St. Michael South, that children's home catered to children up to 11 years old. So you will have within the environs of Bullen, the 13 acres, 6.35 acres allocated for housing, another 2 to 3 acres allocated for the children's home, and then a small entrepreneurial center will also be built at Bullen's.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland. The credit union movement is embarking on an ambitious sensitization drive to share their story with Barbadians about the credit union model and the services they offer. President of the Barbados Cooperative and Credit Union League, Kimar Cumberbatch, believes not many may know about operations of credit unions and the level of financial support they can provide. He explained the initiative during a press conference at the league's head office in Culler Rock yesterday.
We at the league felt that it is important that we sensitize our membership as it relates to the efforts of our credit unions to be not just their financial solution, but to be the institution that is there for them in the times of need. We felt that it was critical as well that we educate our members as to the swath of opportunities that the credit union provides for them in terms of those services that we provide for them, including loans, mortgages, vehicle loans, that kind of thing. And some of our credit unions actually offer things like grants.
President of the Barbados Cooperative and Credit Union League, Kimar Cumberbatch. And finally, Trinidad and Tobago's opposition leader, Kamala Persaud Bessessar, vowed to take aggressive action against all illegal Venezuelan migrants if her party is victorious in the next general election, should the Venezuelan migrant community fail to assist the police in identifying their compatriots who are engaged in criminal activities. Persaud Bessessar's statement follows what she said is the death of Winston Thomas, a member of her Siparia constituency, who claimed had been terrorizing and murdered by illegal Venezuelan migrants. She said that on a daily basis, there have been reports of violent crimes being committed by illegal Venezuelan migrants against Trinidad and Tobago citizens, and accuses Dr. Keith Rowley and his administration of standing idly by. Recapping the headlines. Government reports 40 of the storm-damaged fishing boats are back in the water and offers additional assistance to affected boat owners. Vendors in the fisheries complex stress the importance of fresh fish sales and are eager to have the full local fleet operational. A women's support group renews calls for a special court for rape and domestic violence cases. Makers of vehicle number plates are now mandated to register with the Barbados Licensing Authority, and Trinidad's opposition leader vows to deport Venezuelans involved in criminal activity if her party wins the next general election. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.